Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been added to the Modern Rock Group chat.
Yeah, let's do. I have Justin Timberlake I want to talk about.
All right,
why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have not been a fan of him for a long time.
Yeah, but do we? Is this like J-Lo and Ben Affleck? Do we actually care?
I do because I'll talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
JT talk. I don't like that he's kind of hijacked my birthday because my birthday is April 30th. And all the memes I see the day after my birthday is the, it's gonna be, like, I'm so tired of that thing.
What a bitch. Ramen-headed bitch.
So, Amanda, you got a little JT you need to get off your chest.
Yeah, I have not liked him for the longest time. Even, like, when I was younger, I didn't like how, like, NSYNC performs as a group. I don't like anything where there's an ensemble and somebody decides they're just gonna cut through everybody and take center stage all the time. I felt like that's what he's done. And then I just saw Jessica Biel do an interview about how he's on tour now, so she's raising the kids alone, even though they travel with him, because he needs to be in the right mindset. And I'm like, your mindset. You were a parent. You were making millions of dollars. What? I've never heard of that before.
Hold on.
You know.
So the kids and the mom are on tour.
Yeah.
And the mom's he can't be, like, is he, like, on a different tour bus than his family?
Well, mentally, he's got to focus, so,
As far as you got to remember all that choreography, you know?
Oh, sorry, he's been doing it for how long? Like, what? I'm just so confused, because, like, Chris and I are constantly producing things like that. I could not imagine him turning to me one day going, like, I got to be in the right headspace for this. Can you just do all the kids' stuff for 3 weeks? Like, I'll be here, but I'm going to sleep in my room and, you know,
and, like,
eat the food and all that. Like, are you out of your minds?
I could understand, like, an hour before the show. If he's like, baby, listen, I got to be Justin Timberlake on stage. You know, I want to hug the kids, kiss the kids. I love them. I'm not going to really talk to you guys until after 11:30. So I get off the stage. The encore's done. We meet with the VIPs. And then you want, because, like, I get it. Like, if you're at work, you get away from
you're
the kids.
Work. Yeah.
But the whole tour?
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
Like, I gotta get my mind. It's like the actors that are like, method. It's like, no, you're just lazy. You're lazy. You're not memorized. You don't have a concept of the character. You're just lazy. Like, sorry. This is what happens. You guys got me after a nap now. Like, you can't tell me anything. Surly as.
Yeah, we're recording today to peek behind the curtain on Wednesday afternoon because Jack has a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so we're doing a later thing.
Yeah.
I've been here longer, so this is like normally about my time.
You're
I'm really
happy, dude.
I'm really winded down.
I'm good.
Jack's in the prime of his day.
I'm hitting my stride.
Jack's
right
in his stride. And Amanda's had a post-show nap.
Yeah.
So maybe I just let you guys do the show and I'm just going to chime in from time to time. Let you know you got the energy. Yeah,
I did.
I like it's funny how like life works out. You know, Rasheed Wallace said ball don't lie, and that's what's kind of happening with Justin Timberlake. You know, he was the Crimea River and all that stuff. Where like 20 years ago, it was like he was the biggest guy. Britney sucked, and now the further along we kind of go. Which, by the way, I've been on the train for a while that Backstreet Boys was the superior act. The two boy bands.
Oh, I'm among
I feel like
friends.
BSB,
I am among friends.
BSB was bigger than NSYNC, and I feel like the only thing they really had was I felt like Justin was the biggest individual star.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it turns out he kind of sucks and nobody likes him, and he apparently which by the way, not submitting to a breathalyzer isn't admission of guilt. I've talked to plenty of DUI attorneys that have been on the radio because one of our guys that we had dang, I can't remember his name now, but he had a shirt that said, I want you to not blow. And it was a picture of Uncle Sam because he always told you to not blow, you know, at the breathalyzers because he's like, those things are inadmissible. You can get those thrown out. So never do it. So JT did the right thing by not blowing in the breathalyzer because he can afford an attorney.
Yep.
I think that's another thing to kind of the caveat to that.
One little statement, having family in law enforcement and stuff like that, I just don't like hearing what he said and his camp said when they got pulled over, because this tells me he's tried it before and gotten away with it before. Yeah. I don't think this is a first time, and also hire a damn driver. It's 2024.
Yeah.
We know the stats about drunk driving. We know how dangerous this is. I saw the video, and I know one of our prep sites was like, well, it's actually kind of boring. I was like, ew, don't support this, because he just blows a stop sign. Yeah. And he is kind of fishtailing a tiny bit. It's minute stuff, but that's why law enforcement is on the streets checking it out. Like
the "do you don't know who I am" thing. That's always a
because
we had a guy when I lived in Cincinnati. Yeah. A city councilman did that. He was pulled over and he's slurring. He's like, "I'm a Cincinnati city councilman," and it's like, brother,
wow.
This is not the time to bring that up because we're all going to hear this at some point.
And to be like, "I've had a martini." Bitch, no, you haven't. Either you can't drive.
No, I mean, hold on. He did have a martini and like 20 beers. He left that part out. It's okay. It's all right. He had a martini. God.
Yeah. He didn't lie.
Ed Begley Jr. said when he was in his drinking days with Richard Pryor, like Richard would be like, stop drinking. And he's like, all right, I'll take it easy tonight. Just 8 beers. Just 8. You know, that's a no drinking night.
Yeah. Just, you know, genius. Moderation.
A little
bit. Oh, man. But yeah, it's kind of fun to see the fall. I will say, I wonder if it's going to hurt my appreciation for the Lonely Island songs, because, you know, Jack in a Box and Mother Lover.
No. You can be a good performer. You can be a troubled person.
Yeah.
You know, we're over the person.
Where's the line, though? Like, we're cool with Justin Timberlake and his music and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what about if you get further? Like, I still get a little
A
little leery when I hear Rock and Roll Part 2 in any song.
Oh, Gary Glitter?
Gary Glitter with the kiddie porn and all that stuff. It's always like, anytime I hear it, it's kind of like, especially once all that stuff came out. Like, if it's a movie from, like, the early 90s. It's like they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what the date on all that stuff is.
Well, it's just like saying you're going to cancel Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
He has some good songs. I mean, just like R. Kelly. You know, nobody plays R. Kelly, but Ignition.
Yeah.
Remix. That was, I mean, I hate to say it. That was a great ass song. Yeah.
It really, in the really closet. Is.
Yeah.
No, I watched the whole thing.
I have it on DVD.
I was like, this is actually kind of cool and subversive, and like, it's kind of catchy. Like, I don't know what's happening.
I've only seen the South Park parody of it.
I was running a hip hop station when that came out, and literally, we were waiting just for it. We got a new installment, and it was just great. And then I remember one time it was up to, I think, number 7. We were like, fuck it. We just played played all 7 back to back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, didn't get in trouble for it. So,
I mean, it was an interesting. Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to be like, oh yeah, let's celebrate this. That separation between artist and the person that is the artist. Sometimes you have to kind of block all that stuff out. Sometimes it's too much.
You do. I also think like it's not hard to ask in this day and age with all the content that's being put out that like, okay, we know this, so we don't continue to employ them. Like, what's so hard about that? There's somebody else more talented, more willing to work, you know, than that. Yeah. I don't think that's a problem. But I still think JT's going to walk onto a sold-out stage in Chicago on Friday. Mark my words. Like, it's not going to affect.
No.
Those tickets are already sold.
Yeah.
They already know what they know.
People are still going to be excited, just like, you know, Morgan Wallen does stuff. Mm-hmm. And then people continue to listen and support people. And it's, you know.
It kind of solidifies his fan base, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's entirely the rowdiness. And then I thought about him when I learned it because I was like, did Morgan Wallen drive drunk? No, he threw a chair at a bar.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's not the same.
No big deal. Yeah, no. Just, you know, throwing
alcohol
a chair.
Was involved with both, though.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, don't handle it.
I'm still having a cocktail at home tonight, so don't like vilify it entirely, guys.
I tried once I had like a margarita and something else. Try to get a little buzz because, you know, comics, a lot of times that, you know, you want to get loose on stage, so you get a little bit. I drank just a hair and I could feel it. I wasn't drunk or anything like that. But the whole time I was up there, I was just like, this sucks. I hate this.
Really?
I was miserable. So
that's
I never
sad for you.
I never, if I'm going on stage, I cannot do, I'll do like a Red Bull maybe like an hour before the show, and that's really it for me.
God, if I did a Red Bull, I'd go on stage crying. Because I get such like an adrenaline rush. I don't need that. I do feel like sometimes the opposite's helpful, but I don't know.
Y'all, you know what y'all should do?
What's that?
A comedy show together. You have a Red Bull, you get up and just see what damn happens on stage. That would be funny.
I'm getting fired. I'm somehow getting fired on my day off.
That would be funny.
My buddy Drew Harrison, he used to do the show here. Now he does it in Nashville. They do a comedy show where one person comes in sober, one person's drunk, and one person's high. And then they each comic does their set. I think it's called like Stone Cold Sober or something like that.
Dude,
y'all should do it.
You know what they just did in LA? Little Shop of Horrors, the musical. Everybody in it was a musical theater person that was in improv, but they did it completely stoned.
I'm trying to tell you.
I think that's brilliant.
I'm onto something here. I'm killing
it. I really think that's good. There is a play called Bye Bye Liver, and it's a drinking play.
I think every play in Los Angeles now should just randomly have Northwest performing at some point. Just having Kim K just gets to hijack the show and just book one, maybe not North, you know. And again, I don't want to make this joke, I'm not talking about Northwest. She's a kid.
Yeah.
God bless her.
But have an
entitled parent to just be like, listen, they're gonna be Simba, and that's the bottom line. That's just a little, but let's just keep going. Let Kim book somebody in every movie, in every musical, whoever she feels like booking. Just let her go.
It's where it's going. It's honestly where it's going. We were just talking about it because it's like, honestly, like, we're seeking out as like a public that's consuming media more real people.
Yeah.
You know, people that are more realistic and able to just talk to the camera than actors, because it's kind of gotten so infiltrated sometimes. But Northwest, luckily it was just a one-day show. Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people get lost on. I was thinking it was like a whole Broadway tour and she got on it.
Right.
That was hilarious. Yeah. That would be hilarious to think about.
It was just a giant show in Los Angeles. Was that the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
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 No, it was
North didn't even want to do it.
Just a one-off. Yeah.
The whole vibe of North on stage was like, I don't even want to be here.
Have you seen the stuff with Bronny James? You know, LeBron James' son is in the NBA draft this year. He wasn't the starter at USC. Now, granted, he did have like a health scare last summer.
Yeah.
So he was coming back from that. He's recovering. He said all the right things at camp, at the combine, when they're, you know, checking your running and your jumping and all that stuff. He was like, hey, you know, I just want to be judged on my own merits, not on my dad's name. Great stuff, right? His agent is not letting him work out with any team except for the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns.
So what's that mean? Like, is his agent in control of that?
Basically his agent's like, we don't want to work out with you. We only want to work. Well, he won't really be fast-tracked. He'll get picked, which he probably would have been picked anyway.
Okay.
But the Lakers don't pick until 55 at the very end of the draft.
Wow.
And
that's
he's 32, second round. Like, no, wait a minute, he's projected second round.
Yeah, which is the 55th pick is, like, at the end of the second round. And his agent's like, we don't want him on a two-way contract. A lot of guys in the second round, you're bouncing between the NBA and the G League. Rich Paul, his agent, who the guy, I think he's still dating Adele.
Yep.
Bronny will not have a two-way contract. He's only going to play in the NBA. Like, look, again, you can do this on a one-off Hollywood Bowl show and have your kid play Simba.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can just be like, hey, my kid's only going to be on the NBA and we will not let him play on the developmental squad.
Well, it's the reason for – because LeBron already said he wanted to play with his son before he retired. Now, LeBron's contract, I do believe, is up. He's year to year.
Yes.
So he could either go to the Lakers or he could go to the – he can go anywhere he wants to, technically. Yeah. So whoever gets Bronny, that's where he's going.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
end of story.
So that might be the stronghold. But, like, here's the thing. Sports is a little more quantifiable than arts.
Yeah.
In some respects, like, does his son have what it takes to play on either of those teams? Would he be okay?
Again.
Well, he'll ride the bench. He will be a bench rider for days.
The biggest issue Bronny has, and sorry, the Modern Rock group chat has turned into sports talk today.
Why not? I'm learning.
The biggest thing against Bronny is he's not nearly as big as LeBron. Normally, if you're 6'1" in the NBA, you need to be incredibly fast. You have to be You have to be able to move because you're little. He's 6'1". So
that's little. That's funny to me.
He's little.
Weird.
In NBA standards, you know, he's like the guy on Bumble who's 5'4". You know what I mean? Like he's got to overcompensate a lot. Luckily for him, he's got his dad. So that, you know, he's got a dad with a boat.
It's like runway modeling because they want them all to be 5'11 and taller.
Yeah.
And if you walk in at 5'8", 5'9", you look like a shrimp. It's crazy. You have to wear stripper heels. Experience, you got to wear those like 8 to 9 inch heels to be up with
you
them.
You
got to
hold on for a quick second. I got to run next door and check the time.
Okay.
So, all right.
Second of contest.
Go check the time. Yeah, Jack, because we're doing this in the afternoon, Jack's got to do 14 other jobs.
Stripper heels. Busy. That was my secret. Because otherwise it was hilarious. I never felt short in my life before amongst other women. Like usually I feel pretty tall or like almost too tall, but those women I was like, oh God.
It is crazy. Like I remember I was going to the gym. I was going to Anytime Fitness, trying to get a little pump in, trying to work on when I lived in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
You know, so I'm trying to go to the gym, trying to get jacked and juicy and all that kind of stuff. They put me in when the WWE would come to town. I would do the interviews with the wrestlers.
Stop!
So, however much, if you feel good about whatever your pump is at the gym, interview people from World Wrestling Entertainment, and then you're immediately going to be like, okay, I wonder what sort of supplements I could possibly get on to get to half that point.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's terrible. That's like I went to the gym with my husband and I was like, I'll just work out in the free weight section. I'm not going to sign up for anything thinking I can do this, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there and there's this bar that needs to be disconnected and pulled down. And I'm like, grab it. I'm like, oh no, this is like, it's fused in. Like, this is not the part that moves. I got to clip other things. You know what? And I'll just do weights. Yeah. And so I go to do the weights and my husband comes back and he's like, oh, this thing. And he just pulls it down like it's nothing. And I'm like, you know, you think you're doing well. You think you're like really doing well. And it's just like, this is stupid.
I was talking about, she mentioned with models, she felt short.
Mm-hmm.
When I would go to the gym and I felt like I was doing okay at the gym. And then I would interview guys from WWE. And it was like, oh, okay, I'm not
doing good.
Not anywhere, you know, close to what those, because those guys are, I mean, they're.
No.
Again, like you get if that's your job,
you gotta
you know,
do
like
it.
You gotta do it. And I get that, you know, like it's
not
just
everybody can be Spike Dudley. You know what I mean? Because he was just a regular person.
Well, oh my
what
God!
What a pull there on this. I just saw a TikTok actually of Spike Dudley.
Did you get that thing? Yeah, you. I texted you.
The rivals. Yeah. I haven't watched those yet.
Okay. That's funny as hell.
The rivals, the WWE, the
God in heaven.
The untold, the history stuff.
Yeah,
those things are great.
Oh, I got to do a contest in about at noon at 2:00.
Okay,
so let me go over my stuff real fast.
Okay, what do you got?
I got hella questions, man.
Hella questions.
Let's do it.
Like we talked about it last time, how that guy went next door to his neighbor's house. Got a gun, came back, started shooting in his house because he thought somebody was breaking in.
Sure.
We were talking about, like, what the f*** was he on? I got another question.
Okay.
The f***ing shack.
Yeah.
When they were downtown.
Yeah.
How much did that dude pay her? That's a question.
Or did
you think he paid her?
Or because, what did he pay her in?
Yeah, because that's my thing. I just can't walk up to a man and be like, hey, can I f*** on you real fast? That don't work. What the hell did he pay her? I got hella questions
not
about
now,
that.
Now, Jack, I'm employed.
And no, but that's it. Okay, there was a story I read about a guy down in Florida eating breakfast with his wife. You know, I don't know if he's eating eggs. I don't know what's going on. But he sneezed so hard, his colon came out.
Yep, I did hear
about
that.
It's like, what the f*** was he eating to make him sneeze that hard?
There's like something you should do as an EMT when that happens. Like, I don't know what the first step is, but somebody in the comments was like, all right, EMTs, what do you do when this happens? And I was like, shove it back in? Like, what?
I got more hella questions.
Okay.
Billie Eilish, her new song, Lunch.
Yeah.
Who the f*** made her freak out like that she's like, hey, come here, girl, put your on my face, I want to eat it. That's the whole song. Who did that? What is that girl's name?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Pull her hair back, buy her clothes, get a chair ready, let her shower first. Like,
yeah.
Billy's a G.
But who was that
Billy
person?
Thought this
yeah,
who
that,
was that,
that
girl?
That's a fair question. Who was it that Billie Eilish was like, I'm going to just absolutely make the thirstiest song
in the history of thirsty songs?
Oh, yeah.
Also, how weird is it to be her brother and producing that when your sister is just talking about just, you know, the biggest lunch.
How weird is it to be her brother and dating somebody that looks just like her? Look it up. Phineas' girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, okay,
wait a minute, hold up. Hold on.
It is really weird. At one point, he had a girlfriend that looked like her. Yeah.
Phineas. Girlfriend.
Phineas' girlfriend.
A little.
Who brought something today?
I mean, she doesn't, you know, if her hair was like partly blue or anything.
I could see that a little bit.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, because we always got hella questions. There's this guy in Detroit. Mm-hmm. He was doing a nonprofit, and he was stealing $300,000 a month for like 10 years.
Wow.
And
they how did you not notice?
How? Yeah. What took him so long to figure that shit out?
Or who was he paying off?
That's crazy.
Seems like it worked out.
Did you see the lady at Golden Corral who went to the bathroom and then had a baby? How does that happen?
How the f*** do you not know you're pregnant?
It does.
How does that happen, Amanda?
She was working logistics. It was getting rough. She was eating fast food for 4 months. So she like knew she gained weight, but she just thought, I'm sitting at a desk. It's whatever. She went camping, thought she had appendicitis. And woke up with a bunch of IVs and an ultrasound picture in her lap. And she's like, who is this? And they're like, that's your son.
But,
he's coming
but
in 2 months.
Then, like, putting on the weight, I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on this stuff. Yeah. But, you know, like, wouldn't you think after months and months of your monthly cycles kind of being a little...
You can still have it.
Really?
You can still
I got a question
get it.
About
also,
about
baby, that baby so. Can chill right at your spine, so you might not even distend.
I got a good question about a baby, honestly.
Yep.
When do you stop using months? What's the cutoff? Because some people say my kid's like 23 months old. Like, what's honestly the cutoff?
Oh, God. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that. I'm like, once they're two, they're two.
Yeah.
I'm not doing 26 months, 28 months. Like, I think it does make sense up to a year and a half.
Yeah, I think 18 months is about,
I've never done 18 months.
Yeah.
Now, what if you're like, if you're a car salesman, I get it. Because, you know, the payments are 72 months, you know, like that kind of shit.
It trips me out when people when people get sentenced to prison and they're sitting there like, we've sentenced you to 100 months. And they're like, okay, I can do 100 months. When you do the math, no, the fuck you cannot.
That's a little over 8 years, Pally.
No.
Speaking of, do you see that rapper's attorney that's going to prison with him?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I saw a reenaction. I saw a reenaction of a guy pretending to be the attorney. And yeah, that looked
gangster
that's,
move.
That's Young Thug's
He's
attorney.
Gonna get yeah.
Young Thug's attorney called out the judge because the judge had a meeting
Private
with a
meeting.
Witness and a prosecutor, which you can't do.
He's gotta be present.
So the defense attorney was like, "And what about this thing you just did, Judge?" And the judge was like, "Well, tell me who told you that." And the defense attorney is like, "No, I'm not."
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to go to jail. All right, cool.
Yeah,
that
now
whole trial is just
so
freaking bizarre.
So when he
bizarre.
Goes, all the attorneys in town were like in the hallway as he walked in to check himself. I mean, the guy is a gangster, and he's going to get so many clients on the inside.
And honestly, like he's right. You have to be able to talk to, you know, any new information needs to be seen by both parties. Yeah. So
the judge is straight up violating everything.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right, whatever.
All right, I got to do a contest.
All right, woo! Jack's going to do a contest.
How much time we got?
We're like 22 minutes.
Oh, I'll be back.
Okay, Jack will be back. Jack will be back in a minute here.
This is what happens when we change the times up. But
this is tough.
Really cool seeing that attorney do that because it was just like, this is stupid. It's corrupt.
Yeah, it absolutely.
Pulled out from the inside.
I think, you know, again, maybe sometimes it's like, oh, because it's a rapper or whatever. People are like, you know, nobody's going to. But no, actually.
Yeah, that's why you hire the good guys. That's why you hire them. Because it's like they're able to point it out, you know?
Like Justin Timberlake with his DUI attorney.
Oh, Lord, how funny is that? How fun. The memes are fire.
Yeah.
Incarcerated, you know, Cry Me a River, like just all the stuff with the song titles and stuff like that. I think it's genius. It would have gone down so much better if he didn't beg to get let off. That was stupid.
That's
where I'm like so turned off of it.
Again, I think you can hint at stuff sometimes.
Yes.
I think you can do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if you're Justin Timberlake and you're like, hey, man, sorry, I've just been on tour and my brain's kind of fried.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. I'm just a little tired. On that end, because then the cop can be like, oh, hey, oh, I didn't realize you were just, or whatever.
Yeah.
But to pull the, do you know who I am thing? Because to me, I feel like, again.
Hand over your license. They're going to see who you are with that.
Just
like,
hand over your license. Did you see the follow-up with the guy in Michigan who was on camera, his license was suspended, and he's driving in his suspension thing?
No,
He did a hearing on Zoom. His license is suspended. He's in the car driving.
Oh, driving. Yeah.
While he's
with
the judge.
Let me pull over. And the judge was in shock.
Yeah. Did you hear his defense to that?
What was that?
His defense is, my license wasn't suspended in the state of Michigan. I don't have a driver's license. I only have a state ID.
That's not a defense. That is...
You can't suspend something that don't exist.
Well, you can't fix
checkmate.
Stupid. That's why, like, I mean, my dad always was working in a courthouse. Like, we always had family members. And there's just stuff where the law is not up to the stupidity of people yet.
Yeah.
Because how do you even dignify what that guy's defense is with an answer? He's not playing in the same ballpark that you're playing in.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing like over in left field, something stupid. Like he's freaking out there with his excuses. So you can't even legally have a statute to go, hey, buddy, yeah, the problem is this. Like, come back over here. Like, he's just going to derail shit for months.
Yeah. It's
it's
a mess.
Or run for office. You never know.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say something.
I'm not going to say anything.
Choose your own adventure. Choose your own adventure, guys. Thank y'all for listening to the show, as always. I'm just going to filibuster here a little bit until Jack comes back.
Until Jack comes back.
He said he was coming back.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't
want to.
I thought about wrapping up the show because he left again.
When are you working at Sharks again?
But then it was like, I don't know when I'm doing the Sharks thing. We got some comedy shows.
This weekend. Yeah.
July 5th and July 13th.
Good.
July 5th is Jason Arndt, the UNCW guy, country guy. We got Ellie Coleman, Drew Harrison, and Tyler Wood on the show. Speaking of Ellie Coleman here real quick, and now we got Jack in here.
That was my favorite announcement to make for Momity was Ellie Coleman. Yeah.
Ellie Coleman is awesome. She's very funny. You mentioned the Billie Eilish thing earlier, and this kind of made me think of Morgan. It made me think of a situation here.
Okay.
And I don't think Ellie's going. I don't think Ellie's going to hate this too much. No. It's funny. It's hilarious. My wife has parents, both her mom and her dad, that people find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring this up because it was Father's Day, and my wife's out of town. She posts some pictures. They're out in the mountains. And her dad's in the tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie Coleman, who's married to a lady, swipes up on my wife's story and goes, "Damn, is that your dad?" And then today, it's my wife's mother's birthday, my mother-in-law's birthday. Morgan posted a picture of her and her mom and said, like, "Happy birthday, Mom." And Ellie goes, "Hell yeah, happy birthday, Morgan's mom." So I think not only is Ellie talking about her dad, but also talking about her mother.
Well, game so recognized game, you know.
It's very.
She wants a threesome.
She wants something.
She's just throwing it out there. She's like, please don't.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, she's into.
So poor Morgan's probably used to stuff like that her whole damn
and
life.
And it's funny because like Morgan's brought that up before about like her mom being hot or whatever. And then when I agree. Now it's like, you think my... It's like, no, you said something, and being a good husband, I agreed with the fact.
There's a weapon in that house, and you don't know where it is.
Yeah. Don't say it. Just don't say anything.
So
don't say anything.
I never talk about Renee. Renee's a nice lady.
Oh, boy.
We're going out to dinner tonight, actually, because it is her birthday. Happy birthday, Renee.
Aw.
Where are you going?
We're going to the same place we tried to go last week, and we couldn't because...
The wait was too long? That
was the
best video.
We are leaving. We are trying to get to Splash by the Sea. It's at a resort in North Topsail.
Nice.
We're trying to go there for dinner. Her mom wants... She's like, I want to go and eat and see the ocean. And we tried last week, and I've never been to a beach restaurant where you can see the beach. I was so excited. I posted on my Insta story, we're going to the beach. 5 seconds later, we're back in the car, and I'm like, where are we going, babe? She's like, somewhere else.
Yeah, so, she's like, I'm not doing a two-hour wait.
Allegedly, at 5:30, we're going to Splash by the Sea. So by 5:45, check my Insta story, and I'll probably have been like, we ended up going to...
Do you have a reservation?
They don't take them.
Oh, I hate
what
that.
Time do they open?
I don't know.
Dude, I'll go there. I'll go there now.
We are leaving.
Wait, just go
no,
there
it's
now.
It's like industry.
We
you got to line up an hour before.
Yeah, we're leaving at 5. Morgan gets off work at 5, so we're going to leave there. Her mom worked this. Her mom just got off work at like 8 a.m. this morning. She's a EMT in Onslow County. So she's going to just wake up, and we're all going to go there together.
Hey, you can ask her mom about the colon question.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're all meeting there. Yeah. We're meeting at North at Splash by the Sea. Hopefully we can get in. If not, I mean, we went to Low Tide steak last week is very good. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll end up going there again.
So Renee sounds unflappable. You can ask her the colon question that we had earlier.
Maybe. I don't know if at dinner's a good place to ask that.
No, wait till everybody's done, you know.
All right.
I think she's unflappable, though.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I don't know if I want to talk about flaps and colons at the same time. Anyway, that's it. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.